We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're going in the order of the day. We discussed the meal, the first meal that one eats in the day after praying, etc. And now we're up to the Yilmot Torah, and one should learn Torah. The Yomar Kidl'el Mitzvah Aleph Bet, and one should say, as we said earlier, that he's performing God's mitzvot and learning Torah. When one concludes a tractate, one should say, I'm preparing myself to make a holiday for the rabbis, as our sages instituted, that when one concludes a portion of Torah, the halacha, it's halacha and shulchan aruch, one's supposed to make a siyum, supposed to make a feast of rejoicing. And our sages aligned this institution with the verse that says, that when King Solomon was given the gift of wisdom by God, so he awoke one morning and recognized he was just given tremendous wisdom, he attained a tremendous amount of knowledge, so he came to Jerusalem and he stood before the ark and prayed before God, and he made a great feast for his servants. So why do you make this great feast? Because God gave him a gift of knowledge. He suddenly attained a tremendous amount of knowledge. From here, our sages aligned to this verse, the institution that when one concludes a portion of knowledge, one should make a siyum, a feast of thanks for concluding that knowledge. From here we derive that you make a feast in honor of concluding a portion of Torah. So we said you're supposed to learn Torah during the meal. And before one says Birkat HaMazon, Yomar, one should say, Hareini Mukhan Zuman Nitol Yadai B'Mayim Achonim, I'm preparing myself to wash Mayim Achonim, Kmo Shtiknu Chazal, as our sages instituted, V'Amru Shi Chova, and they said it's an obligation. In Chazal's time it was an obligation, today we don't have this obligation, it's a good thing to do. The idea of Mayim Achonim is twofold. One, you ate during the meal, so if you dip your bread in gravy, your hands are a little bit dirty. You dip your bread in hummus, your hands are a little bit dirty. Chances are that at the end of the meal, one's hands are dirty. We're about to perform a biblical commandment of saying Birkat HaMazon, so our hands are supposed to be clean for this. Before we do mitzvot, we're supposed to ensure that we are clean. Even the Bdikat Chametz, we're going to search for the chametz, you're supposed to wash your hands before you go to do that, make sure you're clean. So for benching, for sure you're supposed to be clean. This concept applies today as well. That if one sees that one's hands are not clean, one is obligated to wash Mayim Achonim, one's obligated to wash, I'll get to you in a second, one's obligated to wash before one benches. But the primary reason that our sages instituted Mayim Achonim was because in their time they had very powerful salt, and this salt that they used during the meal, they had remnants on their hands sometimes, and if one were to rub one's eyes after the meal, then that salt could harm one's eyesight, could make a person blind. So sages said, we don't want people to be harmed. So they instituted that at the end of the meal, every person has to wash their hands. So this salt, we don't have anymore. I've never seen salt that if one touches one's eyes, one becomes blind.
Maybe it's southern salt.
We say, it's called melech stumit, we say it's lo shchiyah, it's not common. We don't encounter it nowadays. So because of that, we're less careful with this. That's provided that our hands are clean. Yes? This is the way our sages instituted. In essence, you're right. So when we're fulfilling the rabbinic institution of washing Mayim Achonim, the water that comes at the end of the meal, this is Lekayem, this is fulfillment of the biblical commandment, proactive and prohibition, two commandments to listen to the sages. So I'm fulfilling what the sages said to wash my hands at the end of the meal, and this is in essence a fulfillment of the biblical commandment. And if there are three, so we could get together in our benching, Yomar, one should say, I'm preparing myself to make the blessing of Zimun, of gathering together and blessing as our sages instituted. Our sages aligned this institution with the verse that says, when I say God's name, you give praise to God, you too. So our sages instituted, based on this verse and the verse, Gadlul Hashem Iti, you too join me in praising Hashem and exalting God's name. So, based aligning with this verse, our sages instituted that when you have a minimum of three, we join together in praise, we do Zimun. And I'm preparing myself to say, Birkat HaMazon benching, to fulfill the biblical commandment that God commanded us, one should note that when we say Birkat HaMazon, we're in fulfillment of a biblical commandment. The Torah says, after eating bread, one has a biblical mitzvah to say Birkat HaMazon, as the verse says, after you're satiated, you bless Hashem. the first three blessings of Birkat HaMazon are biblical. I'm also preparing myself to bless the fourth blessing that's called Atov HaMitiv. As our sages instituted in Yavne, so that's a rabbinic institution, the fourth blessing. And when possible, we say Birkat HaMazon, we honor the blessing by holding up a cup of grape juice or wine over the blessing. And I'll say this blessing over a cup of wine, and then I'll bless and drink that cup of wine and bless after that cup of wine, which is a fulfillment of the rabbinic institution, which is anytime I'm fulfilling a rabbinic institution, is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to listen to the rabbis.